Boy. After a long and difficult labor, little Bobby was born the 17th of August, 1956. He seemed quite a normal child. Blonde, handsome, the bright eyes of a bird except for the bruises. There were bruises all over his body, including a particularly large and swollen one at the base of his skull. The doctor called it a hematoma and noted it in Bobby's birth records. Nothing to worry about, he said, probably an injury from the forceps. 2 days later, Bobby was routinely circumcised. He bled longer than he should have. Again, the doctor recorded the occurrence. Within 10 days of Bobby's birth, the hematoma had diminished considerably. In months, it was entirely gone and forgotten. But the matter with little Bobby would not go away. It ought to have been a routine medical checkup, but instead the doctor announced to Bobby's parents, the child has classical hemophilia. Now, this is the rest of the story. To hear that his son had hemophilia, well, Bobby's father just stood there dumbstruck. Two thoughts raced in circles through his brain, he later recalled. It can't be true. It is. It can't be. It is. I wasn't ready. We weren't ready. But everything important in life happens before you're ready. And over the years to follow, hemophilia would dominate the lives of Bobby's parents. It would mold their relationships with people and their attitude toward the world. It would affect their philosophy. It would deepen their faith. It would widen their perspective. Hemophilia is a hereditary condition in which the blood does not clot normally. Even minor cuts and minor injuries can bleed profusely. Sons get it. Daughters carry it. Parents of hemophilic children are typically overprotective, and of course Bobby's parents were no different. From the very beginning, his father vowed to fight, wary of reality and unsure of his place in it. But now suddenly he was faced with something very real and very terrible at the core of his life. And he would deal with it the way every good scholar should. He would increase his understanding. Well, his father learned very quickly that he was not alone in his anguish. In fact, he discovered that the very history of Russia was once altered by a hemophilic boy and his preoccupied parents. His father, in that historic case, was the Tsar himself. Remember, we talked about that during a previous visit. And you've perhaps read the watershed accounts of those people and those times, and surely you've seen the motion picture which was derived from that epic book, Nicholas and Alexandra. An epic book, Nicholas and Alexandra. But now you've met the man who wrote that book. That's right. Little Bobby's father, Robert K. Massey. For who better to comprehend the plight of his own child, studied and retold the sad case of the Tsarevich Alexis Romanov. Now, some have called the book Nicholas and Alexandra a uniquely empathetic history, as though the author had uncommon understanding. Well, now you know that that was so, and that the book was, in fact, two fathers running down the corridors of time to embrace each other. Now you know the rest of the story.